Hey guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today is podcast three, lesson three, episode three of the Dropship Store content series. Today I'm going to be talking about blog posts. So blogging is really important, especially for e-commerce stores. It can drive a lot of traffic to your store through different various keywords, either long tail, medium tail, short tail. It can also persuade people to buy from you as opposed to competitors. And really, it makes your store look a lot more professional when done right. So I highly recommend blogging for your e-commerce store. I definitely recommend doing it right, though. Don't just shoot in the dark. Know what keywords you're trying to target. Make really good content. Make sure you're linking to the places that you're talking about in the blog post and recommending. And promote that content via social media and email to get more traffic to it, get more eyeballs on it, and allow people to comment on it. So in this episode, I'm going to be discussing different types of content, how to optimize it, and all that good stuff. So let's get into it. All right. The first thing is, for blog posts, I would say the best thing is your resource articles. Okay. Big major resource articles for your industry are going to be super helpful. It's also more likely those articles, because they're informational and they're really helpful and useful, are going to get backlinks from other websites. So they're kind of the first ones you should build out. Okay, they might even be the least likely to get you sales, but they're going to get you backlinks, and that's what is helpful for SEO. And you can link internally to other parts of your website there. But resources are like everything in your industry. You know, the best YouTube channels, best blogs, best podcasts, best forums. You know, those are great resources. You know, whatever it happens to be for your particular product, maybe best trade shows. You know, best events, industry events, anything related to events people can go to and meet up with each other, okay? Just try to look at your industry as a whole and decide certain things have in common and make a resource article that includes all of those, okay? The more in-depth you go, the better, and the more traffic you'll get to those articles, the more likely that you're going to get backlinks. Those backlinks are going to serve your website's backlink authority. Overall domain authority and page authority really good, and it's going to help increase the likelihood the rest of the pages on your website are going to get ranking on Google. So I would start there with great big resource articles. Okay. Next, anything that starts with the word best and has a collection keyword after it, and then maybe even has the keyword the word for, and then another like a target market after that. Best X for Y is how it's commonly referred to. You know, when you're talking about sunglasses, you're like best sunglasses for men, you know, whatever. Best sunglasses for cycling. These types of keywords are really good. What somebody is typing in is they're just trying to figure out a recommendation. So what you got to do is talk a little bit about the like five W's, the who, where, when, why, how, whatever, that kind of stuff. And the what is especially important because that's the type of product, what it is and how it works. You know, but more importantly is like, what are the best products? What are the recommendations you have? As an e-commerce store, you should obviously recommend the products that you sell. Okay. So you're going to link to those collection pages or to the actual product pages of each of those. And then, you know, you can also mention the brands and their other products kind of as well. Okay. So those are really good. Review articles. Review articles are awesome because they're targeting, you know, low-hanging fruit. Now, people that are searching for reviews of particular things, you shouldn't necessarily be driving them to product pages yet. You should be driving them to a article that talks about, like, you know, why they should get it and how it performs and this versus that, you know, compared to other products and stuff like that. Of course, you can target all that in the product page content also, but having a separate review article is like a warm-up article, okay? It gets them excited about the product. By the time they land on the description, they're already like rearing. They're excited about it. Then you're just kind of doubling up on that excitement, and they're way more likely to buy it. So ranking for review keywords are awesome. And also, by the way, if you find that, you know, it's really hard to get certain suppliers in your niche that are really popular and they just won't approve you for some reason, you can write review articles of their products on your website and you can try to rank for them and then link to a product that you sell that you would recommend instead. That's a really good way to get that supplier on board in the long run and say, hey guys, we're driving traffic to these articles. Obviously, people are buying other brands' products. Wouldn't you rather have them buy your products? And it'll give them a good incentive to get you signed up. Okay, next one is reasons why. Reason why they should this, reason why they should do that, that kind of thing. These kinds of articles are great, and people are always typing why into Google for certain things, okay? Another thing is other types of listicles. Listicle is an article with lists of stuff. So top 10 this, top 10 that, blah, blah, blah. Popular topics, which you can extract from blogs in your industry, are really good to talk about. These are just informational how-to keywords, usually, or other types of things, you know, that are just really hot topics. And any article that has the word versus in it is also very good. This versus that. Somebody wants to compare two products, then create content for that, okay? And by the way, guys, a really good resource for all this stuff is called Answer the Public. Answer the Public is a tool that you can check out. Use my referral link to check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/answerthepublic, and you can basically type any keyword in there, your niche keyword. I would put like your main category keyword. It'll give you all the different, you know, like who, what, why, where, how keywords that come with that. Okay, it's a free tool to use with a premium feature, means that you can do more than 3 searches in a day or something like that. Okay, but basically, you know, for your main keyword, you probably just want one, and if you have a big store, maybe you'll need to buy it if you want to get results faster. But yeah, again, ecommerceparadise.com/answerthepublic. Another great resource is KW Finder I use for keyword research. Ecommerceparadise.com/KW Finder is my referral link there. And they also have a free trial. You can type in any keyword there. It'll give you relevant keywords. It'll give you the trending search volume, the actual search volume, CPC average, the, you know, how hard it is to rank for it, keyword difficulty, the competitors on Google. It'll also give you a bunch of other tools offered by their parent company, Mangools, that are similar to a tool called Ahrefs that allow you to see what kind of links your competitors have and what their top content is and stuff like that. Okay. The blogging is awesome. And by the way, whole underline thing here is that blogging is should be the place you start, because it's easiest when you don't want to be the face of your company. You can outsource writing to other people. You can just write it yourself. But the key is that no matter what you do, definitely turn it into a YouTube video somehow, one way or another. Either make a slideshow and do it yourself, or hire somebody to do it with a script, whatever. You know, do that, because YouTube is one of the other top search engines besides Google, and Google owns YouTube. So you know, having a YouTube video on that will drive more traffic to your website. Having YouTube embedded on your article will keep people on your page longer, and you'll get subscribers to YouTube, and back and forth is just a really good way to build a community. All right, guys. So that's it for the blog posts episode. The last episode, which is coming up next, is going to be about outsourcing all this content. So if you are keen on outsourcing instead of doing this all yourself, you definitely want to tune into that next episode. Okay, so episode's published Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So check this out on the next publishing date, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.